This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that modern India is being built step by step and the idea of inclusive growth and the rule of law is gaining ground in the country. He said that these principles are central to the policies and activities of the government. He said this while addressing the Indian community in Switzerland capital Geneva yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the government is promoting women-led development, which was also emphasized during India's G20 presidency last year. Speaking about the conduct of elections, Dr. Jaishankar praised the country's democratic process. He also said that NDA government's third term is a significant milestone, allowing to evaluate past progress and shortcomings and make necessary improvements for the future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar congratulated Cameroon's former Prime Minister Philemon Yang on assuming the presidency of the 79th United Nations General Assembly UNGA. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the General Assembly's leadership on the priorities of the Global South is crucial. He added that India is committed to playing a constructive role in achieving these shared goals under the new UNGA president's stewardship. Government has decided to rename Port Blair in Andaman and Nicobar Islands as Sri Vijayapuram. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the government took the decision to free the nation from the colonial imprints. He said Sri Vijayapuram symbolizes the victory achieved in the country's freedom struggle. The Union Home Minister said the island territory that once served as the naval base of the Chola Empire is yesterday poised to be the critical base for our strategic and development aspirations. The minister said it is also the place that hosted the first unfurling of the Tiranga by Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and also the cellular jail in which Veer Savarkar and other freedom fighters struggled for an independent nation. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has been released from Tihar Jail. The Supreme Court granted him bail in the Delhi excise policy case addressing the party workers outside Tihar Jail. Mr. Kejriwal thanked people who prayed for his release. He said every moment of his life is dedicated to the country. The Supreme Court granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also said the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings unless exempted. In Haryana, scrutiny of nomination papers was held for single-phase assembly elections scheduled for the 5th of next month. State Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said 1,747 nomination papers were filed by all political parties and independent candidates. Of these, 1,561 candidates' nominations were found to be correct. Nominations can be withdrawn till September the 16th. Scrutiny of nomination papers was also held for the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 17 September. Counting votes in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Kerala Governor Arif Mohammad Khan and State Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and BJP President J.P. Nadda paid tributes to CPIM's Sitaraman Yechury at his house in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that Yechury was a person more inclined towards ideas, but at the same time he maintained relationship with those whose views differed from his own. Today, the body of Yechury will be kept at the party headquarters, AK Gopalan Bhavan, New Delhi, for public viewing and paying homage between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. In badminton, India's mixed double pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila progressed to the semifinals of the Vietnam Open at Ho Chi Minh City. Sixth-seeded Dhruv and Tanisha came from behind to register a thrilling win over top-seeded compatriots Satish Kumar Karunagaran and Adya Varyath 14-21, 21-10, 21-14 in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.